This coming May 14th, 2019, the annual Warriors to Lourdes pilgrimage will take place as thousands of active duty military personnel, veterans, their families and caregivers and volunteers travel to Our Lady's Grotto to seek healing, solidarity, and peace. This pilgrimage happens every year, and last year's Warriors to Lourdes pilgrimage included Father Mark Bristol, who is a lieutenant in the United States Navy, ordained to the priesthood in 2016. At the event, he remarked, he said, "It makes me proud to be an American veteran and currently serving reservist," he said. "It also shows a unity in our Catholic faith that even though we're from different countries and wear different uniforms, we are united in our faith in Jesus Christ and our love of Our Lady." Father Jeffrey Label, another priest on the pilgrimage, reflected on the event's importance. He said, "Oftentimes our troops are looking for forgiveness for what they might have done or seen, especially when they're in combat feeling guilt or shame or anger," he said. "The Warriors to Lourdes pilgrimage helps our service members to experience healing and forgiveness." Captain Gary M. Rose, a Medal of Honor recipient, recommended the journey for veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. He reported, "There's so much faith here and so much concern for other people, especially for people suffering from PTSD of any kind." Post-traumatic stress disorder, as we know, is the psychological response that can often come from witnessing and experiencing the horrific events of war. Things like the violent death of a fellow soldier, dismemberment, explosions, and extreme suffering. And with so many combat operations in places like Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan in the recent years, many of our men and women are leaving the battlefield suffering from PTSD. These combat veterans come home with a variety of symptoms, including being easily startled or frightened or always feeling the need to be on guard for danger. They can have trouble sleeping or be susceptible to depression and carrying overwhelming feelings of guilt or shame. It's important to remember that these are men and women who voluntarily go to places like Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan to defend our freedom and to keep us safe. We should never forget that, which is one of the reasons I thought it would be important to remember at this novena service tonight our veterans, their families, and their caregivers. My nephew, Kyle, is currently serving in the United States Navy. He's assigned to the USS Shoup, which is a guided missile destroyer. And when particularly holidays, when I have the opportunity to FaceTime with him, with other family members, we're able to do that, but he's never been able to tell us where he is in the world, I guess for security reasons. We, as his family, kind of suspect that he spent a fair amount of time off the coast of North Korea, but it's really only a guess. The Shoup was recently back in San Diego, and my brother Kelly had the opportunity to fly down and meet his son Kyle. And the Navy was allowing parents to board the ship as it sailed from San Diego up to Bremerton, to the shipyard in Puget Sound. It was an eye-opening experience for my brother, who learned and reported to us about something called hot racking, where, never heard of it before, but where sailors will, you know, because of the tight quarters, they'll sleep for 6 hours, hop out, and the next guy hops in, the hot rack, the hot bed, 6 hours, hop out, back in. My brother talked about the cramped quarters and the steamy bathrooms that smelled awful, and he talked about the dedication and the discipline of these sailors, which was very impressive. This past Thanksgiving, as a family, the topic of the take a knee phenomenon came up, where some NFL players are taking a knee at the national anthem in protest of racial injustice in our country. And my brother, who's not a political guy at all, indicated his experience on that ship and the service of his son in the military would never allow him to watch an NFL game again. He would argue, and I would agree, that yes, freedom allows us to dishonor the flag and the anthem, but just because we are free to do something doesn't mean we should do that thing. We all know that our country is divided and has difficulties. We know that racism continues to exist in a variety of forms. That's one of the reasons why I love the line of that patriotic hymn, America the Beautiful, in which we beg God for help by singing, America, America, God, mend thine every flaw. Yes, we have our flaws, but we can never let those flaws diminish the appreciation of the sacrifice of our men and women in the military who serve to keep all of us free. When Mary appeared to Bernadette in Lourdes, she told Saint Bernadette, I am the Immaculate Conception. The Immaculate Conception is the patroness of the United States of America, and so tonight we turn to Mary under the title of the Immaculate Conception and under the title of Our Lady of Lourdes, to pray for our warriors and to beg God for their protection, for their healing, and for their peace. Our Lady of Lourdes, pray for us. Mary, the Immaculate Conception,